737.
A Seattle air traffic controller is being honored for saving the lives of two people aboard a small plane lost in the mountains.
It's a pretty amazing tale, and here's Como's Pete Combs with a story of Joshua Pate.
The average life expectancy of a pilot lost in the clouds is just 178 seconds, less than 3 minutes. That's why Joshua Pate had to communicate clearly and calmly when he got this call September 6th.
I'm lost in the clouds in the mountains and a VFR pilot.
The pilot and passenger on board a small two-seat Cessna 152 were trying to follow the White River Valley, northwest, from Ranger Creek Airport to Boeing Field. On top of the fact they couldn't see in the clouds, their compass failed. They were literally flying around in circles.
November Zero, Quebec Romeo. Continue to turn right, sir. I need to turn right and a slow turn, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Turning right, 4 Quebec Romeo.
Air traffic controller Joshua Pate literally talked the pilot down from 6,000 feet through the mountains until the aircraft was able to descend below the cloud deck.
Sir, Quebec Romeo, I show you to be 4,300 now.
4 Quebec Romeo, I can see.
Is there correct for me? You have a good line of sight with the ground?
I have full horizon. I have the sound in front of me. I fully good.
Now, it would have been pretty easy for Pate to lose his cool. Most of us might have done just that under these circumstances, but for staying calm and for helping the pilot get through the clouds to clear skies, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association is giving Pate the Archie League Award. Every year, controllers have the lives of millions of people in their hands. This controller saved two of them. Pete Combs, Como News.
The head of the Department of Corrections...